Hi everyone, welcome back to Learn Thai with Ling with me, Anchisa, your host today. Today's episode is all about expressing for when things don't go as planned and how we in Thai chose to express our feelings of frustration or simply decide to move on. So basically today's episode I'm going to talk about how you say F it in Thai. Let's go straight into it, no fancy word, just straight up Thai that you can use every day. First of all, we have the word chang. Chang, a simple yet powerful word. It's like when your friends are late again and instead of getting upset, you just think chang and let it go. But be careful, the word chang is actually have the same meaning with mechanic guides, mechanic people who come and fix your thing. I don't know if I used the correct vocabulary here. Please feel free to correct me. Anyway, get back to the word chang. It's the perfect word for a minor annoyance that aren't worth your energy. In English, it's like saying never mind or it's okay. Moving on, we have chang man. Chang man, which is a notch higher on the expression scale. This is for a situation that's a bit more frustrating. Let's say you're trying to fix an old fan in the heat of summer and it just won't work. Doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't work. You might just say, chang man, chang man, suggesting you are close to giving up on it. It's like saying, forget about it in English. And you know, chang man, and then get the new fan would be better, right? Now, for the times when you are truly at your wit's end, there's a chang hua man, chang hua man. So literally meaning of the vocabulary here we are using. Chang, you know what that mean already. Hua mean head. Man mean it. This is the most intense way to express your frustration in Thai. Chang hua man. But remember, it's pretty strong and can be offensive because of the cultural signification of the head in Thai culture. Use it when you are really, really fed up, but be careful who you say it around. Anyhow, I'm giving you just how to say F it in a not so rude way, but it doesn't mean it's not rude at all. Of course, we have all the rude words, but you know, come on, let's be nice to each other. And so let's recap a little bit before I move on. We have Shang for the level one, Shang Man, level two, and chang hua man for the extreme level. Be careful, practice it. In today's episode, I will also teach you some related vocabulary and to help you express your feeling in Thai. Groat means angry. What if you are really angry? You can say groat mak loi. Groat mak loi. Mak means a lot. And loi, just a particle at the end. Seng means bored or fed up. Again, seng mak loi. Or if you want to be simple and just express your feeling, you can say seng a. Seng a. This is a very natural way of saying it in Thai. Ngut nhit. Come to the most difficult character to pronounce. Ngo ngu. And in this case, you say ngut nhit. Describes being annoyed and irritated by someone, some things. And if you want to calm your friends down, or you want to tell yourself to calm down, in Thai you can say jai yen. And to make it more natural, you can say jai yen na. Something we might tell ourselves or other when frustration build up, right? And here, you might hear from some friends who have their share of changman moments and how to deal with them. Plus, you maybe can ask them tips how to keep your cool in typical frustrating situations, whether you are navigating the bustling street of Bangkok or dealing with everyday challenges in here. So, whether you are beginning or looking for brush up on your Thai, understanding these expression and related words can help you navigate through those times when things just don't seem to go right. Remember, it's not just about the words, but the attitude of bristlines and letting go that they represent. Thank you so much for tuning in Learn Thai with Ling. I'm Anchisa and I cannot wait to explore more of the Thai language with you. Keep practicing, stay patient, and see you in the next episode. But before that, if you like this episode, feel free to share it to your friends, the one you love, or on your social media. I would be really appreciate. And don't forget to hit the like and follow. If you have any suggestions, questions, comment, or you want to share your story, please feel free to reach me or my email. I'll be more than happy to read that out. Thank you so much again. See you again next week. Bye bye.